Isadora and the Basque photographer. Quickly, Iñaki, take her picture. Catch the light and her hand spread on the whitewashed wall. Hold the lizard there above her skull, warming leather in the sun, its eyes slit to feathers of gold. Quickly, the photograph. Trap the moment, the shadows playing like purple flowers on her face as she throws her head back to laugh. The girl is laughing. Her mouth is cleft fruit, wet. Her golden hand splays against white. The bones are perfect, flowing from fingers to wrists to elbows to neck, like the glimmering cables on a sun-struck bridge. My body is a bridge, she tells you, smiling. There is always someone crossing over. Iñaki, quickly, take the picture. Remember her this way. Sunday afternoon on Skopelos, grief sleeping in a sea the same color as your eyes. You have missed a thousand other moments of her life. You were too breathless to take pictures when she was naked on the beach, singing for no reason. You inhaled her voice and nearly choked, but she chuckled as watermelon seeds fell on her belly. Oh, the pink juice, she said, and pulled your head down to lick her clean. Even as she swam, you only stared at the gloves of blue water stroking her body. You cannot photograph any of that, or the years she has picked grapes and found fine Greek men to fuck. She leans against the wall of the white church. All the walls leading up and away are white, blue, azure, draped with sleeping cats and flowers, fuchsia and flame cascading over every fence. Her body will be the arched bridge beneath you. You will cross over her, pound over her, running, rushing. The flesh on her skeleton will be pale as a clay road under the moon. The church is 200 years old. Her face will not last that long. You will die. Take the photograph. You are dying now.